KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Villanova was red hot from the floor, and they pulled ahead of Iowa early and built a 34-point lead at one point, and then went on to beat the Hawkeyes in the second round of the NCAA tournament, 87-68 Sunday in Brooklyn, New York. Senior guard Mike Gasell said they were never able to get on track, and Villanova played very well.
They did a very good job of moving the ball, and I think we didn't come out with the intensity defensively that we needed against a team like that. They're a team that is very unselfish. They just play within themselves.
Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey said they gave Villanova too many good looks from the outside.
Our closeouts weren't as crisp as they needed to be. Because they're a tough group to close out to, because they'll rip and drive on you. So we closed out a little bit short, and they were making threes. All right. We had a couple uncharacteristic turnovers that led to easy transition layups.
He says they didn't hit the glass hard, and that hurt, especially when they weren't hitting shots.
I'm a little bit more pleased with how we played in the second half in terms of getting to the glass, taking care of the ball, and executing our offense. But, that said, we still shot 2 for 12 in the second half from three. And, it's hard to come back. You got to make threes. We had good looks at it from three. If we could have made a few, maybe it would have been a little bit different.
The loss ends what was a wild up-and-down season that saw Iowa soar up in the rankings and then fall as they lost 7 of their last 10 games. Gasell said overall he's pleased he was part of the turnaround of a program that didn't even make the tournament.
It was a lot of fun, and a lot of fun to just be a part of. And, we have a bright future here at Iowa. We have a lot of young guys that, play the game the right way. And they're a close-knit group, and I'm going to be very excited to continue to watch them next year and throughout the years.
Well, the Hawkeyes end the 2015-16 season with a 22-11 overall record. Well, Northern Iowa, oh boy, they were on the wrong side of a miracle finish Sunday in Oklahoma City as they somehow frittered away a 12-point lead with 44 seconds left, an epic collapse, to allow Texas A&M to take the game to overtime. The Aggies ended up winning 92-88 in a double overtime game, and it ended the Panthers' season just short of the Sweet 16. An emotional Ben Jacobson talked about the loss with the media.
We played our tails off, and unfortunately we were on the wrong side of just a crazy 30 seconds that, a 30 seconds that we aren't going to be able to ever have an answer for, nor do we need one. It just happened to go that way.
Matt Bohannon, who normally brings the ball in, was out with an injury, and the Panthers just couldn't get the ball inbounded. Jacobson says Bohannon's injury played some part.
We talked about, since we didn't have any timeouts, we talked about throwing the ball long if you were in any trouble. And unfortunately, in that situation, you don't think about throwing it long, even after you've talked about it. So, had we maybe done that once or twice and got some seconds off the clock, then we're fine. I mean, there'll be 100 different ways to slice that up.
Jacobson brought Bohannon and his other two seniors, Paul Jesperson and Wes Washpin, to the interview room, saying that they could handle talking about the loss. Washpin credited Texas A&M.
I think they made a bunch of great individual plays. Turned the ball over, we made some mistakes, and they capitalized on it, and that's credit to them.
Jesperson hit the half-court shot to win the game in the first round, and he says it seemed like they were going to win this one.
Yeah, it felt like we were a minute away from dancing. Texas A&M made some great, Wes had some great individual plays. They made some great individual plays, and we weren't able to make a few that we needed to make. So credit them.
Washburn summed up all the emotions like this.
It sucks. Love these guys to death and wish we could keep going.
Bohannon says the players and the coaches will help each other get through the tough loss.
No one else saw what we did this season, and no one was with us every day getting up early, shooting shots, dogfighting through practice, trying to turn this thing around from 10 to 11. I hope people understand just how much we came together and how much if you believe you can do something special.
And Coach Jacobson says they'll get through it, and his role will be to help lead them.
And, I learned a lot from these three seniors about how to do that. So I'm better at it now than I was when this season started. And so I, with the help of my staff and our administration, we will lead just like we're supposed to. And we will make sure our guys understand that things happen. And we'll crank it and we'll get ready and we'll be upbeat and we'll be ready to go as soon as we need to be come November. Yeah, I don't know any other way. We're going to lead.
He says with the players they lost to graduation and a roster of 9 guys, along with a team that didn't have a lot of experience, to be able to rattle off the wins like they did from mid-January until now is the greatest thing that's happened to a UNI basketball team. The Panthers finished their season at 23-13. Well, after 52 NCAA tournament games, the Sweet 16 is set. Oregon was the last team to punch their ticket as the second round of the NCAA tournament ended with a flurry of frantic finishes. And now it's on to the regional semifinals that start on Thursday. The round of 16 will include matchups that look like this. In the South, it's number 1 Kansas versus number 5 Maryland and number 3 Miami versus number 2 Villanova. In the West, it's number 1 seed Oregon versus number 4 seed Duke and number 3 Texas A&M versus number 2 Oklahoma. The East has number 1 North Carolina versus number 5 Indiana and number 6 Notre Dame versus number 7 Wisconsin. And the Midwest has number 1 Virginia versus number 4 Iowa State and number 11 Gonzaga versus number 12 Syracuse. Now on Sunday, in addition to the Iowa and UNI games, Bronson Koenig made a memory of a lifetime as the Wisconsin guard came off a last-second screen and buried a game-winning three-pointer from the corner to give the seven-seeded Badgers a 66-63 win over Xavier to send them into the Sweet 16 against Notre Dame on Friday. Also in the round of 32, Buddy Hield scored 19 of his 36 points in the final 8 minutes, helping number 2 seed Oklahoma hold off number 10 seed VCU 85-81. Oregon, the top seed in the West, survived a huge scare by number 11 seed St. Joseph 69-64. Syracuse is in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013 as the Orange eliminated 15th seed Middle Tennessee 75-50. Maryland, which recently left the ACC for the Big Ten, advanced to play Kansas in the round of 16. It's the first trip to the Sweet 16 for Maryland in 13 years. The Terps were down, they wore down Hawaii 73-60 yesterday. Also in East Regional play, Notre Dame advanced to Philadelphia with a hard-fought 76-75 win over Stephen F. Austin as Rex Pfluger won the game with a tip-in with just over a second remaining. The Atlantic Coast Conference is the big winner. 6 of the 16 teams in the Sweet 16 are from the ACC. How is that possible? Duke, Miami, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Virginia, and Syracuse represent the most of any conference ever in that round of the tournament. The ACC is 12-1 so far in the NCAA tourney. In racing news, Jimmy Johnson pulled away in overtime to beat Kevin Harvick on Sunday for the Southern California native's record 6th NASCAR Sprint Cup Series victory at Fontana. Johnson earned his 77th career victory, passing Dale Earnhardt Sr. for 7th place in NASCAR history. Harvick finished 2nd to Johnson for the 9th consecutive time that the California natives have occupied the top 2 spots. That's the final race of a 3-race West Coast swing for NASCAR. The next race is the STP 500 in Martinsville, Virginia. In golf, Jason Day survived going into a sand bunker with his 2nd shot on the par 4 18th hole to par that hole and win the Arnold Palmer Invitational by a stroke. Day won wire to wire and finished a shot in front of Kevin Chappelle, who bogeyed the 18th. It was another great moment for Palmer, the 86-year-old tournament, host, who watched it unfold on the 18th green. And Woody Austin posted a one-shot lead over Jim Carter to win the Champions Tour Conquistadors Classic in Tucson as he finished 16 under par with a final round of 65. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.